7 o'clock, you're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. Well, we shift gears now to focus on a story that really speaks to all of us, right, as citizens and residents of the cities that we live in. But have you ever wondered what the city you live in is like? For some of us who are in Johannesburg as Joburgers, do you ever question, what's the state of this city and how does it compare to that of others in the country? Well, to tell us more about the concerns and themes that have been raised by the South African Cities Network, we join a State of the Cities report for 2021. And to give us some insight as to how best it is that we need to address urban governance issues, we join now on the line by Sithole Mabanga, CEO of the South African Cities Network. Mabanga, thank you so much for joining us. Sithole, welcome to the show. Oh, I'll tell you what, we'll look to sort out those connectivity lines. Hopefully there's no load shedding. Hopefully there's no other audio concerns, but we will be sure to get that conversation with Sithole Mabanga going to give us some insight into the fifth edition of the South African Cities Network State of the Cities report. Now, it will be released tomorrow, but overall there are a number of strong points that highlight that the whole of government and all of society approach does need to be rampant, and we need to see an adequate addressing of financial health, corruption, climate, environments, and of course other issues that really do speak to governance. And these are the questions that we're looking to have answered in terms of understanding what the yardstick is, what the performance actually has been, how governance also continues to play a key role, and how I guess cities and local municipalities have managed under these particular points here. We'll also evaluate which cities are proved to be quite productive and what it is that drives that, economic regions, economic zones, and the job opportunities that might also be present in some of these cities, and how that is also influenced, I guess, if you take a look at urban migration, right? The increase in the number of people who move to specific spaces in society to actively participate in the growth prospects that remain there. Also unpacking themes like sustainable cities, naturally referring to the environment, as well as inclusive cities. And I think that's an interesting one, because if you reflect on our pivot point guest and the conversation we had with Mphete Morojele, designer and founder of architecture as well as urban design studio, MMA Design Studio. He highlighted that architecture and design is something that does play a pivotal role within the performance of societies and, of course, our social psyche and economic benefits that we also receive. So these are some of the themes that we need to be cognizant of. But as mentioned, taking a look now at the South African Cities Network State of the Cities report for 2021, we joined on the line by Sithole Mabanga, who's the CEO of the South African Cities Network. Sithole, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Kuku. Are you now able to hear me?
Loud and clear. Thank you so much. I know sometimes there's technical gremlins. We blame it on the network, yeah. And sometimes it's load shedding as well. But grateful to have you on the line with us this evening. Thank you.
No, good. I could hear you right through, and I felt a bit challenged by what you were saying.
No problem. And perhaps let's actually pick up on that, right? But first things first, just to get some clarity and perspective regarding the South African Cities Network and the importance of the State of the Cities report that has now been published in its fifth edition. Help us understand why this matters, because some of us might think a city is a city is a city. As long as the lights are on and water's running, I'm happy.
And I imagine as long as your livelihood is important, it has a geographical point of reference. Mm. And if you are employed in one way or the other, or you are creating jobs, in other words, responsible for driving a particular business, ultimately, who governs you in that geography matters, and what policies they then drive also matters. And I think that's what matters about the State of Cities report. It's a comparative report that looks at how are we governing across the cities in South Africa, particularly the metropolitan municipalities, and what is sometimes referred to as the intermediary cities. Other people choose the word secondary cities, but I think importantly, it's in fact just across the whole landscape of municipalities. How are we being governed? Are we being productive enough? In other words, are we contributing to the economy in the way that we are supposed to? Are we becoming more sustainable In other words, are we responsive to the ecological demands that ecology has placed on humanity? Sure. Are we becoming inclusive enough? You know, in other words, are we undealing the apartheid space and the apartheid inheritance that we have had as society? Mm. That's what makes it important. Yeah.
Definitely. You're highlighting so many important themes here that speak to us directly. And the first question that many of our listeners might be thinking is, okay, well, how do South African cities compare and fare? And maybe we can focus on the three major nodes and cities, eThekwini, Johannesburg, and maybe even Cape Town.
So clearly, I mean, the Gauteng conurbation, which is the Gauteng city region, which comprises of at least three metropolitan municipalities, is the biggest contributor, for instance, to the GDP of the country. Mm-hmm. In other words, the GDP of the country is very much highly dependent on how it is that these three municipalities and their sister municipalities that are not necessarily metropolitan municipalities are functioning. But for the Gauteng municipalities to function better, they are equally dependent on the coastal municipalities, which are Cape Town on the one hand, and on the other hand, eThekwini, to the extent that those are suppliers and are also providing the export-oriented services and goods that are produced in Gauteng that have to be exported outwardly into other parts of the country. So there's a lot of interdependency. So it's not an easy and a simple task to say which one is faring better on what. But what we know is that some are more stable than others. At least if you look through the eyes of the State of the South African Cities Report, which is a look at what has happened in the last 5 years of city governance, i.e. 2016 to 2021 period, there's been a lot of instability. And I think you have experienced it. Mm. All of us have experienced it. The coalition governments that were formed during that particular term of office of 2016 to 2021 have meant that in certain instances, some of the cities have had no less than three mayors in less than 5 years. Mm-hmm. Clearly, at an institutional level, that's a sign of instability. Yeah. And no one wants to be associated with instability at an institutional level, whether it's a private sector entity, whether it's a public sector entity. We all require stability, particularly at a captain level.
Definitely, we do require stability. And of course, that also builds confidence and also, I guess, clarity and certainty in terms of the delivery of goods and services that are required. Help us unpack, though, as you've mentioned, that given that these governance issues remain in a number of cities, and I do see a long list of some of the key cities that you've highlighted and profiled, this does speak, I guess, to a lack of leadership, lack of governance. Does that automatically translate into underperforming cities that don't really actively score or participate in bringing out the best of their populations?
Well, fortunately or unfortunately, our system of governance as a country since democracy is one of interdependence between the three spheres of government, i.e. local, provincial, as well as national. So what happens at a national level tends to have an impact on what's happening at a local level and vice versa. And sometimes what happens at a provincial level will have an impact on what's happening in national and sometimes at what's happening at a local government level. So there's a lot of interdependence. And I think that's what this report begins to question. It says the Constitution, good as it is, has given us a directive, which is a directive of cooperating as society. We come from various backgrounds of poverty and backgrounds of affordability. Mm-hmm. And yet the future that the Constitution has outlined for us is a future where all of us have to be included. So the notion of inclusivity. Mm-hmm. However, the most important ingredient for us to be able to achieve inclusivity, non-racialism, and all of those bold principles is cooperation. And the report is saying, unfortunately, we have not been cooperating.
Sure.
That's why you have the type of cities that you have. That's why you have the type of municipal governance that you have. And there are many other ingredients that you can then throw in to then make up the aggregate of what is that is lack of cooperation.
And many might assume, okay, well, if it's cooperation that's the challenge, surely we can fix it by just having everybody get along. But I'm assuming that the difficulty is a lot greater than that. Are there proposed solutions as to how we can improve on the effectiveness of our cities?
There are. In part, it's about the notion that we have unfortunately ingrained in ourselves where government is government for itself, or possibly the alternative way of putting it is government is governing and everybody else shouldn't. The reality is that we should all be governed. Mm. We should all be concerned about what is happening in government. We don't all have to be mayors. We don't all have to be city managers and executives or whatever role there is in the respective municipalities or municipal institutions. But it doesn't help us if other parts of civil society, by way of example, become disengaged. It doesn't help if the corporate citizen, in other words, the private sector, disengages from the terrain of governance. Governance is not a forte of one and not the other. It's a forte of everybody else. Hence, the report talks about the need for an all of society and whole of government on matters of local government. So if your tap gugu is not running or is not delivering water, if you have potholes, it should not just only be the concern of the mayor. It should be the concern of society. Mm. It should be the concern of everybody else. And how that then happens will differ from one geography or one municipality or one community to the other. But ultimately, the fundamental is that we must all be involved if we are concerned about achieving the objectives of the Constitution.
Yeah, an all-of-society approach. Sitole, I'm intrigued. We look at the pandemic, and as you say, we saw a joint initiative and joint approach there from government, private sector, civil society to address some of these needs. And I'm intrigued right now looking at the city of eThekwini and the KwaZulu-Natal province, where, again, it's been hit by devastation and disaster. And one might raise the question that do we find that cities that run effectively and are well governed from an all of society approach in good times also manage to do well and perform well even in times of despair and disaster?
So for a very long time, I think quite a number of voices have been trying to get society to heed the call about climate change and the impact of climate change. So what we are seeing in the eastern coast from as far north as Umhlathuze, what used to be called Richards Bay, mm-hmm. and as far south as Port St. John's in the Eastern Cape, is not something new. 3 years ago, for instance, in Buffalo City in East London, there was a flood almost into the beachfront area, right? Mm. In a short space of time. And the issue there is that these phenomena are now happening at a higher frequency. As far back as 2010, if I'm not mistaken, there's been a call for all of society, all of government, or whole of government to start thinking differently about how it is that we are continuously emitting and making ecology vulnerable. And that has not just been a South African call, it's been a global call. But there has been very limited response to why it is and how it is that we need to reduce our carbon emission in order to prevent and avoid the catastrophes that we're having. So that's the first thing. Unfortunately, when it happens, we all look at the municipality. We forget that we also have played a role, right? And which is quite unfortunate because we think that government and only government can provide solutions to our societal problems when in fact we are some, in one or the other, major contributors.
Yeah.
The business or corporate citizen, they are a major contributor. Us as individual households and the likes, we are also contributors. Hence the call for an all of society towards cooperatively governing the spaces that we live in.
Mm. Definitely. Sitole, I appreciate the insight you've shared with us this evening, and I can imagine that there might be some intrigued members of society that want to read up more and understand how best they can play a role. Where can we find more information? And I guess, are there ways and means within which we can do more through your organization?
Surely, I think the easiest will be through the website. We will be releasing the report. So www.sacities.net. That will be the easiest. However, We are also going on road shows across provinces, particularly where participating cities or alternatively member cities of the South African Cities Network are located, which are basically your intermediary cities as well as your metropolitan municipalities. We're going on a roadshow, and that will be flighted on websites. And tomorrow in particular, as we launch, we will be releasing some of the very important information about simple things like how many sets of robots does eThekwini have compared to Johannesburg. What then makes it difficult is a bridge in Buffalo City, also a bridge in Johannesburg. It could be that in Johannesburg it's a pathway. Are we able to utilize data to make these decisions? And is that data comparable, or does it make our ability as the sphere of local government or as the fraternity, does it make it easy for us to question some of the policies with which we have been requested by society to govern the cities? The truth of the matter is that it's not as easy as it looks.
True. It's not as easy as it looks. But I'm so grateful that you've extended this to each and every one of us as members of society, that we can't just sit and look to government to govern. It's a joint effort. And as you say, an all of society approach. Sithole, thank you so much for your time this evening, sir. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Coco.
Thank you. That's Sithole Mabanga, who is the CEO of the South African Cities Network, helping us unpack the fifth edition of the State of Cities Report for 2021. And as you can tell, it's not about who's doing better than the next. Ultimately, all cities are interlinked, and there are certain nuances that influence their performance. But the most important thing is to understand the dynamics of the different cities that we identify, the needs that they require, and of course, governance, because once that is sorted, then we're able to make sure that we increase inclusivity, that our cities are also more sustainable, and that, of course, from an economic and social development point of view, those factors also get prioritized. Lots to explore, right?